podcast. I am Dina Rais and today Wednesday, May 31st, 2019. It is a good to meet you again, guys. Well, today I want to share about learning English through stories. I mean, so story is a narrative that true or fictitious that instruct the hearer or the reader. Well, talking about story, I remember when the first time I learned a storytelling. Yeah, I think learning English through the story is a good way to learn faster because there is an emotion in there. So we can remember it easier than the other ways. Besides that, in storytelling, the first step is we should make a story or we should write our own story. So it's like we rewrite the stories. After that, we learn how to speak it or how to tell it to the others. Storytelling was a way that I started on 2014 and I still do it till now. I think it is amazing to be a storyteller because we should bring the emotion with high power and we should make the audience feel it. And yeah, there is a mapping and character, style, expression, body language, sound level, voice, confidence, and the power itself. Yeah, the most interesting thing when I learn storytelling is about sound level, voices, and the power of emotion. It is feel so weird when the first time I should try changing my voice. Yeah, it's like from a kid voice, then we should turn it to the old people voice, or maybe another weird voice. Yeah, I think it's so, what is we call it, it's so make us, what is this, yeah, we can call it unique. And about the sound level, we should know the level of our own sound. When we should loud or when we should quiet enough, and about the power of emotion, it is the most important. Yeah, I think the most important is about the power of emotion and the spirit, how we bring it to the audience. We can say when we cry, the audience should feel sad. Or when we tell about a happy story, so the audience should feel that happiness. And about the changing of the character, it is so fast in storytelling because we are alone and we should become maybe more than 2 to 5 characters in that story, so we should manage our emotion and our power and our, what is that, the time management of the changing character. I think, yeah, when we are telling a story, we will feel more emotion than the audience, and it feels so amazing for me. So guys, if you want to learn English through stories, you can search it on YouTube, Learning English Through Stories, and from there you can get a lot of videos how to, or how the story was working for increasing our English skill. So guys, if you want to try it, then good luck for you, and yeah, best wishes, best luck for you. So thank you for listening today, and see ya in my podcast, on my next podcast, I mean. Okay, thank you, and bye bye.